jiyasam apihyetan
jiyasam apihyetan
nashushlokyam jagat guru
nashushlokyam jagat guru
yadvritam anutishtan vai
yadvritam anutishtan vai
lokah kshemaya kalpate
lokah kshemaya kalpate
Tejiyasam,
Tejiyasam,
of the most powerful,
powerful.
Api,
also, he
certainly,
etat,
such an act,
na,
not suitable,
sulokyam,
good behavior,
jagat guru,
O spiritual master of the universe.
Yat,
whose,
vrittam,
character,
anutishtan,
following,
vai,
certainly,
loka,
the world,
kshemaya,
for prosperity,
kalpate,
becomes eligible.
Translation.
O Father, this performance in which you are endeavoring to complicate yourself was never attempted by any other Brahma, nor by anyone else, nor by you in previous kalpas, nor will anyone dare to attempt it in the future. You are the supreme being in the universe, so how is it that you want to have sex with your daughter and cannot control your desire? Purport. The post of Brahma is the supermost post in the universe. And it appears that there are many Brahmas and many universes besides the one in which we are situated. One who fills this post must be ideal in behavior, for Brahma sets the example for all living entities. Brahma, the living entity who is the most pious and spiritually elevated, is entrusted with a post next to that of the personality of Godhead. Translation. Even though you are the most powerful being, this act does not suit you because your character is followed for spiritual improvement by people in general. Purport. It is said that a supremely powerful living entity can do anything and everything he likes, and such acts do not affect him in any way. For example, the sun, the most powerful fiery planet in the universe, can evaporate water from anywhere and still remain as powerful. The sun evaporates water from filthy places and yet is not infected with the quality of the filth. Similarly, Brahma remains unimpeachable in all conditions, but still, since he is the spiritual master of all living entities, his behavior and character should be so ideal that people will follow such sublime behavior and derive the highest spiritual benefit. Therefore, he should not have acted as he did. So, we have the principle then of setting example. So the setting example means you're setting something for others so that they can follow nicely. Because most don't really think that much. So then, discrimination is not a strong point. So if the example is very clear, very straightforward, then it works very well for everyone. They see something, they do that. But if the example is not so good, then they may not be able to distinguish between what is proper and what is not, like we see that Marichi and the others are able to. They can see that Brahma is fine, but this particular activity he's performing is not. So that kind of intelligence then can work in this situation. It's not ideal, but, you know, it functions. Day-to-day life, then this is the way things are. Things happen. But, as far as setting in general, people in general don't go into things so deeply. They just see what is done and take that. Because the general tendency is towards sense gratification. So anything that will approve of it is immediately accepted. And anything that doesn't approve of it is a difficulty to accept. you know, maybe a long time of trying to deal with it, to try to establish that fact within one's practice. But one example otherwise that it's okay, then immediately is taken. Right? It's very, very, so that's why it's so crucial that the sons are pointing out this fact. Is that others aren't going to, one, it's inappropriate, and two, others are going, maybe you're not going to be bothered by it, but others will be. So that's always a consideration, is when you're dealing in the social structures, what's going to work for you, what's going to work for others. So you have to find a balance there. You know, in other words, you have your own values, you have to live according to that. Of course, your values should be valuable. But the values, you know, that you have to be confident that you're living according to that. The same time is that you have to fit that into a society because you're working with others, you're living with others. So it's not just how you think and what you want to do is the way that it has to be done. Means you have to find some way to get what you need and what someone else needs. Right? That's cooperation. Right? So I need this, so I'll go about it, and this would be maybe the most direct way. But because others have this other need, therefore I will fulfill both. It may be a little longer, a little bit more elaborate, more complicated, but it will get done. Otherwise, why be a leader if the intelligence is not there to do such things? Right? Does that make sense? In other words, pragmatism is fine. It's a bona fide concept. But the pragmatism should get more done than one thing. Right? We see one of the qualities of Krishna is in any action he does, many, many, many things are accomplished. Right? That's one of his special qualities. So that means, what are all those different things he accomplishes? It's just that he's a very complex person, so he likes to do many things at once. No, it's because he has so many relationships. And so therefore, he is performing an activity that therefore does something for everybody in the relationship. Right? The demon is approaching him as an enemy, so he's reciprocating with that enemy. So then this enemy gets killed. At the same time, he's protecting the residents of Vrindavan. At the same time, you know, he's, you know, showing his prowess to his cowherd boys and they're having great fun, you know, yes, we're so strong and, you know, how they like the profile and all that. At the same time, he's also glancing at the gopis. So it's all happening in one thing. Right? That's intelligence. That's leadership. Right? In that, you're accomplishing them all at one time. Right? Everything at one time. Not that pragmatism means, I see this, I do this. Okay, that's all right if you're alone. It gets the job done. You have a nice, observable, how you say, result. And that result is good. It's important. But at the same time, which is more important, that result or your relationships? Right? Does that make sense? So this is something very important here. It's a very fine balance because relationships that take you away from Krishna aren't very important. Right? So, therefore, we generally see as we take that path of renunciation. It's Maya, therefore relationships are seen that get in the way as something unimportant. But at the same time as, why do we have those relationships if they weren't important for our conditioned nature? Right? So in giving up, they either have to be replaced with something higher, that's of course the easiest, most direct, or they have to be properly dovetailed. Dovetailed means then they're connected to Krishna. So then that means is relationships that are important to you in your life must be regarded, but the proper balance between what is the higher relationships with lower and what will give a proper balance with everything, that should be seen. That should be accepted. Right? In other words, intelligence. Right? Our method is buddhi yoga. Buddhi means intelligence. So we have to use our intelligence to get what we want. Not just bull in the china shop. Right? You know, the bull did get from one side of the shop to the other in the most straight line you could possibly get in his store. But in the process, a lot of china was lost. Like that, you know. I mean, China's a very big place, so that we shouldn't lose any of it, right? You know, souls should be picked up from everywhere. But the point is that Therefore, we can consider this, right? The bull can go down the aisles, you know, turn the corner without knocking anything over, right? So that's the idea, is that just because you got it done, that's not enough. Like that. It should be is that you got it done, but if a relationship also is broken in the process, what actually did you get done? Right? What is it that this operation was successful, the patient died, right? That one. So it has to be very, very careful in this. So we see is that there, then in this, then many things have to be considered here. Brahma won't be affected, others will be. And the sons are pointing it out as an example here. But what's very important for us, okay, so we see is that, now what to gain from here? Gaining from here, an aspect is that everybody makes a mistake, right? If Brahma can make a mistake, anyone can make a mistake. And if Brahma was not written off for his mistake, that means others should also not be written off for their mistakes, right? Does that make sense? You have to consider it. Look at the whole thing. Then you decide what is the position, right? It's very, very important. If you're seeing what someone does, the value that they do, and so that is their nature, right? Someone is behaving in a certain way. Let's say someone is managing, and they're a good manager. They always manage, so they're a manager, right? They do that nicely. Now if they make some mistake, and then everybody goes, well, that's it, he's finished, he's out, that's okay, but how would all this nice work suddenly be eclipsed by one thing? Does that make sense? If your focus is on what they're doing good. Right? Now, if one is a fault finder, of course, all there is fault, and now this is a big fault that just pushes it over the edge. You see the difference in the approach? Right? Very different. So if when something goes wrong, if that's it, throw them out, then that's a good chance all we've been finding is the fault, not actually what's useful, what's good. Otherwise, if there's what's good, then it's like this. You always do everything right. How is it this is happening? So there must be some purpose, but, you know, we don't understand, so maybe it's not appropriate, so maybe you could explain it to us. Does that make sense? That's the approach. Then depending upon what it is, what his determination is, then it's taken otherwise. If he has said, nope, you know, it's me and my daughter, you know, we're, you know, eloping and going off to the Bahamas, then you might say, okay, this guy's got a problem. Now, well, maybe we'll put out, you know, put it in the newspapers, you know, need new Brahma, you know. You know, like that. Qualities needed, foreheads, you know, like that. Sits on lotus, you know, like that. So, you know. But if it doesn't happen, then he said, okay, yes, that's a mistake. Then it's just taken from there, right? Because intelligence means something goes wrong, we're dealing with the mind. But if the intelligence can conquer over the mind, then that's good. It's progressive. That the mind does these things, that's not the strange part. Right? I'll tell you one story like that. Unfortunately, the person that the story is about didn't remember this. You know, later on, and then was distracted from the position. There was one sannyasi. He was riding in the train with Prabhupada. They were going, you know, like this, whatever, Calcutta, Delhi, or Bombay, one of these, in fact, in those days. And so then, they're in the station, and they're getting everything ready, and that, you know, people are walking by, you can see. And then the train starts, it starts going faster and faster. Then, as the train goes faster, then it starts getting blurred. You can't really see the people, right? I mean, there's people out there, but you don't focus on them because it's going, you just see inside the car. And as he's looking like that in that direction of the window and seeing nothing, suddenly, just in a flash, he very clearly sees a young, attractive girl, right? And then he asks Prabhupada, how is that? You know, it's like everything's going by, the mind's not catching any of this, but then suddenly it distinguishes, here's a girl, something to look at, and then focuses out the window for that moment and catches that glimpse. So Prabhupada said it's just habit. Right? For unlimited lifetimes, that's what we've been doing, right? If it's nice to look at, we look. Right? So it's just habit. So if after one doesn't take it seriously, moves on, what's the problem? You know, if he, you know, pulls the red cord on the train and gets off the train, goes, looks for the girl, now we got a problem, right? But if not, then, does that make sense? It's not condoning, but it's pointing out that it happens. And if one intelligently deals with it and moves on, this is proper. But this thing of one thing happens, throw it all out, but then is that using the intelligence? Right? What is the difference? If by someone being affected in this way, then one emotionally responds, what is the difference between you and them? You're only functioning on emotion. You may be manifesting a more pious emotion, they're manifesting an impious emotion, but it is emotion nonetheless. It's not intelligence. Because intelligence means discrimination. In other words, if it was there, okay, they're going, this isn't right, so therefore, why is this there? Analyzing it. Then they go through it, they do with Brahma, they approach him nicely, and they say, what's happening? And when you approach like that, then the tendency is to also respond nicely, right? You use the proper intelligence and proper etiquette, you'll get an intelligent and proper response. Right? Then you can deal. They don't take advantage, they don't try to do anything. Now that Brahma's done this, they don't try to replace, you know, one of the other brothers should now be Brahma. They don't do that. It's the etiquette. Does that make sense? But it's not sentiment. It's not the old boys club. It's just human dealings. Because if you don't deal like this, then you will be, how you say? You will be insecure yourself. Because that means if you do anything wrong, according to your action, you should be removed. So take this position strongly and confidently. If you're really sure you never have done anything wrong or you ever will do anything wrong. Right? Of course, shouldn't be doing something wrong now also, but does that make sense? Otherwise, what's your position? If this is your method, that means there is no one in the universe, including Lord Brahma, who's safe. Right? No one. In fact, even Krishna's not safe, but it doesn't bother him, but you know, you'll throw him out also. He does all kinds of funny things. Right? Does that make sense? So it's a very important approach to dealing with problems that devotees have. Because they come up. They come up from the mind. The mind is like that. It just accepts and rejects. It's not logical. It's not intelligence. It's the mind. So the mind throws something up. If one gets... affected by its sudden appearance. It happens. But the point is then either by the use of one's own intelligence or by the intelligence of those you associate with, then it is corrected. It's brought back into perspective. Then the mind's position is seen in perspective of the whole picture rather than just on its own. Then you can deal. Then you can actually have proper relationships with people. Otherwise, if you don't use this, you will be insecure. And in fact, if you use this, think about it. Are you secure now? Do you feel confident? Right? Everything's going to go great for you. That at any time, you might be the same thing applied to you. Right? Very important. Very important. So these things are there so we get this. It means it's not the example of, okay, it's all right to run after your daughter. No. The point is that having done that, then how it was dealt with and how he also responded, that's what should be done. Right? So in such a situation, that means then everybody, it goes into everybody's life. Right? If it was something else, you know, he came along and he, you know, put, extra chili or something, you know, in his, when he was eating, you know, oh, Brahma, you're so rajasic, you know. He says, well, I am the most passionate. Give me a break. You know, so, but it's not that. It's something that everybody across the board could agree this is bad, right? There won't be anyone in the universe who will say this is good. Right? So he didn't pick something where someone will go, oh, that's not a big deal. No, everybody will say that. Right? So picking such an extreme example, then it's done, and then it's dealt with. right? Because otherwise it's not like, you know, the two countries have a war and then one wins, so now they try the other country for war crimes. While if the other one wins, they try this one for it. You know, it's very subjective here. This is something that's very universal, right? So picked as an example. No one can complain that it's not a bad example. And therefore, then we see how everybody deals with it. Right? Something so extreme, dealt with very, very nicely. Like that. Then once he understands, then he's back in his position. Why would he did this wrong? No, but his main situation is in a certain way. If your car always works, the one time it breaks down, you don't throw it away. Oh, it broke down. I can never trust it again. Like that. Well, you're in the material world, right? You know, you got what's it, you know. So that's what he's saying. His father would say, one foot in the grave one, and the other foot on a banana peel. Right? Like that. That's the material world. Right? It's the way it is. Like that. Yes.
Okay, you say bad bargain. Best use of a bad bargain.
Best use of a bad bargain. Yeah. So it's just, it's already bad, but we deal with it. We work with it. We can do something with it. It is Krishna's bad. It's the bad bargain arranged, you know, for us. So we can use it in Krishna's service, but at the same time as we have to be very, very careful to use it all to the best advantage, not just get something done today. It solves the problem today, it creates 10 more tomorrow. That's not so good. Right? Like that. Some questions? Yes.
This kind of psychology is one of the primary points of the Dark Ages. This kind of judgment and creative health.
Yeah. How can we avoid it? Basically, as if one is able to, well, yeah, I mean, many things is a combination. But one of the things is looking at what are the good qualities that someone has. What service they've done, what are good qualities. That's one of the principles of respect, is what kind of sacrifice or what kind of service has someone done. So someone who's done very big service, that service is respected. Right? Prabhupada, when, you know, if someone was criticizing another devotee, especially a senior devotee, Prabhupada says, first do what they do, then you talk. Right, you know, they're a big manager, you're a big manager, then point out their fault. They're a big manager, you're just a nobody. What's your business telling, oh, he did this, he did that? How can you criticize unless you're at least equal, if not senior, right? Like that. So that aspect of seeing the good, what is actually the motive, right? Not the, because otherwise you can do doomsday. You know, predictions are easy. I remember my father knew one person, he would check cars after accidents, right, for the insurance company. And so depending upon how he looked at it, he could either say it's this much damage or completely total the car. Depending upon how he looked, because you can go in and you look on like the rubber around the windows. If it gets a little old, it gets cracked, so you have to replace that. You have to get this little chip out of the paint here, there. You know, pretty soon you have to repaint the whole car, redo everything, change all the tires, change everything, all the. It's like, you know, the car is, you know, useless, so you get a new car. Or you could just say there's a dent in the fender that'll cost, you know, $200. That's all the damage. So. That's the point. It depends. If you want to look, there's fault everywhere. Yeah, so, but finding what's good, but this is not sentimentally finding good. Oh, no, they're all nice. No, but you have to be able to say what's nice. Okay, he's nice. Okay, what's nice? You know? Or if he's bad, what's bad? He's done this. What about all these good things? Oh, well, that doesn't matter. But why doesn't it matter? Since when is darkness better than light? Right? When the darkness is prominent, that's then taken that the person is dark. Right? A person is always stealing and lying and cheating, then you say he's a criminal. But if he always does things good and then one time he steals and cheats, you don't say he's a criminal. He's a good person who, somehow or another, for what reason we need to find out, by bad association or some strange situation, something happened. Right? Not that they're not at fault, but the point is you can move on from that fault because you have a foundation of behaving good. You have the intelligence and practice to be good. Therefore, you're accepted like this. This common theory that, okay, he did this wrong, so they're not Brahmins, they're not Brahminical, they're not this, not that. That's not our philosophy. I don't know where it's gotten from. I mean, I could speculate, but it is absolutely in no way, shape, or form our philosophy. Right? Otherwise, if that's true, why does Manu talk about the particular prayas to the rectification for a Brahmin who's murdered a Brahmin, which is the worst thing you can do? If that's the case, that's the worst sin in the universe. Why is it now by Manu he doesn't say, well, once he does that, he's not a Brahmin anymore? Right? No, he says he does this for 12 years and then he's back to normal. And when he's finished his 12 years, the person who mentions, oh, aren't you the one that you did this or he did this before, that person is sinful, not the Brahmin who did the sin. Right? So that kind of consideration must be there. It doesn't mean that you just are liberal and let everything go. No, you deal with it, but you make sure here he understands, he moves forward like that. You have to give that option. Otherwise, then all that's going to happen is you're going to create insecurity because you have no social structure, you have no support. Right? Human life means you're confident, you're comfortable, you're supported. So if there's no support from anywhere, it's not human life, it's animal life. Animals are afraid. You know, eating, sleeping, mating, fearing. Right? That's animals. They're always afraid. So the human being's always afraid. He's not in a human situation. So it should be that there's that proper balance. Things that are wrong, but they're corrected and you move on. Not this all, or, you know, do some, one thing wrong, you're flawed, throw it out. Otherwise, then no one would glorify the moon, right? So many faults like that. Is that okay? Anything else? Yes.
In the Vedic times, there's the death penalty. Now, nowadays, we say we don't have qualified leaders, so that severe punishment cannot be administered by unqualified leaders.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, you know, it's not very palatable to speak about a topic which is not socially accepted
mm-hmm.
nowadays. So, what is our position on that in Kali Yuga? We're trying to implement the Vedic principles at mm-hmm. the same time we understand that our leadership might not be able to follow, and we are not able to follow Manu Sanghita.
Mm-hmm.
And the second part is we're very liberal with ourselves. If we're giving ourselves, we're very harsh with others. We say, you know, you crossed this line twice, you double crossed me, and you're in my, you know, you're on my black list, or you don't exist anymore for me. Now, Ashwatthama was doing very bad, I mean, most sinful, most treacherous activities, and still, you know, kept on living.
Yeah.
So, how should we see that in our movement, like his personalities have done very abominable things, which in former times people would just get killed for? And nowadays, it's just chant Hare Krishna and,
mm-hmm. yeah.
and life goes on.
Yeah. Yeah, it means you have to find a balance between. Better is that one is strict with oneself, one's liberal with others. That will find it'll work better. Because then, that way everybody's liberal towards you and everyone's strict with themselves. That'll work better. The element there is, see, what you're dealing with is rectification, is actually what it is. It's not, justice is there because persons are, how are you saying? Because of the lack of broad vision. Justice is there because of material anomalies, right? Character anomalies. Otherwise, what's the need of justice? If no one does anything wrong, there's no need of justice. But the justice there, someone did me wrong, so therefore I want retribution for that, rather than I'm forgiving, right? So then, because of that, then you have, that's one aspect why you need punishment, and why a lot of times punishments would be known. They'd be publicly known, either seen or explained. Because then the others who are situated in this platform of justice will feel satisfied, and they will remain just, because if they think everybody else is unjust, all can be unjust also. So what keeps them just is all, it's just because I'll get in trouble, not so much as it's their value. Right? So, the real purpose is, as we know from the Vedic cultures, to make us Krishna conscious. So if we do something wrong, it's from ignorance. So whatever way will correct the ignorance, that's actually what the Vedas is giving. So the more elevated the consciousness, then it's more a state of contemplation. The one takes up strict sadhana and contemplates and keeps, you know, the proper, situates oneself properly spiritually, right? And away from too much material distraction. But as it goes down, the consciousness drops, then it has to get down to, since you think you're the body, then the punishment has to happen on the body. You know, so therefore corporal punishment, capital punishment, only because people identify that way. If they don't identify that way, there's no need for it. So then the real thing is chanting Hare Krishna, but see that chanting's going on. Not punishment means you can't chant anymore. Right? You know? The service that will purify you, you can't do anymore. That's not rectification. That's a misunderstanding. That's social prestige. So social prestige isn't, you can't take that as a complete form of rectification. If you do, who is it really important for social prestige? I mean, really, if you look at it, who in society, you know, their day is made or not by, you know, their social prestige? If you think about it, right, it's women, right, or those attached to women. So if the whole consideration of purification is based on prestige, then what group is that from? Who are you pleasing? You're not pleasing the intelligent class of people. You're not actually pleasing those who know how to actually protect people. You're actually pleasing those who have the connection of the mode of ignorance, which means the Vaishyas, Shudras, women, friends of the twice born, that group. They're the ones who will be pleased by that, because for them prestige means so much, right? But the Brahmins can be in public, live in the forest. Kshatriyas also, they can be in public because it's good for service or not, you go to the forest. You don't have any problem with that. But loss of prestige in that, as far as personal, that's very important for the lower two. Kshatriyas and Brahmins, it's only important for their service. It's not important to them personally. Right? Because they said it, therefore people have confidence, therefore when I say I will get this done, people have confidence, the kingdom stays peaceful. Or, because I say it, this is truth, is according to Shastra, therefore people are peaceful, they accept it. That's the reason. But as far as personally, they don't worry about it. Right? Mana also says this, that person who is, disdained by everyone, he actually sleeps peacefully at night. He has nothing, so there's nothing to lose, right? So he sleeps very peacefully. The person who's finding fault in him, he's the one that's tossing and turning all night. Like that. So the actual punishment is it actually has to fit what it is and purify one from that. Right? So if one does dream up a process of rectification, and after having gone through it, that the persons who have given you this rectification don't feel you're purified, whose fault is that? It's the person who decided what is your purification. It means they don't know what is purity. They don't know what is rectification. They don't know what the process is for. It's just being used politically. Then what's the meaning? Prabhupada didn't use like that. And the excuse, well, we're not Prabhupada. Well, Prabhupada chanted Hare Krishna, so why don't you stop chanting? You know, why is this pick and choose? No, Prabhupada said, do as I do. So Prabhupada, he would take somebody, they do something wrong, if they wanted to continue doing things properly, they continue doing the same service. Because that service is what engages them, body, mind, and words in Krishna's service. That's perfection. Body, mind, words, and Krishna's service. Prestige is in the consideration. Why is someone's not a temple president because of prestige. Someone else may think it's a prestigious position, but that's not. You do it because you're a manager. So therefore, to take them out of management, if they've shown good, they've done something wrong. But if they can understand and continue as a manager, how are you going to engage them? What intelligent idea do you have for engaging them body, mind, and words in Krishna's service? It's not there, and they don't care. So therefore, how is it devotional? It's against this teaching of Srimad Bhagavatam. It has nothing to do with our philosophy, it has nothing to do with our culture, it has nothing to do with the process. It's just simply a mental, speculative, made-up thing that sounds good. When they say it and they turn around to the others in the room, they see some nodding heads, and then they think, great, you know, job done. Now I can go and, you know, take care of the next problem. Right? Does that make sense? Is that okay? So the point is when you're dealing with the society of devotees, those harsher punishments aren't really necessary. But rectification is. So you have to see that they're in the situation, they're in the service, they got distracted, how to keep them from getting distracted in the service. That's what you're looking for. Is that okay? Yeah? Okay. We should end here. It's the end of class. We'll continue after 5 minutes. Questions, if anybody wants. Grantarad Srimad Bhagavatam ki 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 Bhagavat